Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, and you're here with DJ JD Acker, Don't Make Me Dance. And you just listened to Come On, Let's Go from Broadcast. I'm so happy to be here today, and I thought I might be training some people, but alas, nobody. So I'm here all solo, and we have some lonely little love songs to play this morning for you. And I thought it was just so interesting to listen to the evolution of love songs, like the one you just heard, and the general confusion and anxiety-ridden existentialism that's manifested in a lot of alternative female music, which of course has some sort of centered or thematic moment about love. For the most part, you'll be hearing today a mix between what once was and their women's accepted place and perception of their role in this thing that's called love, and since then, a kind of manifestation of truths, increased narrative, and I guess we'll see if it's effective in convincing you that really things have changed. I'm actually curious to hear. So come on the journey with me. This is WMFO in Medford, and you just finished up also listening to MU with Bill. So I hope you really liked that as well. I know I enjoyed the Brian Eno song at the end there. So good morning. I'll be here every Thursday at 10 a.m. Call me, beat me if you want to reach me at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636, aka WMFO. We got the vanity line going here. So stay tuned. And this next one is from Nina.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who put me here. So I swear I see my reflection. Thank you.
Track was released in July of 2016, so over the summer, and her name's Lady Ray. That song was Guilty, and she was actually mentored by Missy Elliott and has been likened to Aretha Franklin mixed with Jackson 5, so take that for what you will, but we see the theme right away with guilt being sexualized and sin being converted into male or female submission. In the case of the Bob Dylan cover that Nina Simone did, it's just interesting to think about what a female voice does to a theme of imprisonment. And likewise, people, you know, these are both singers of color, and thinking about guilt, repression, subordination. It's been interesting to think about, okay, the language hasn't changed so much, and it's calling back to a time that we'll see in later tracks that I'm going to play has been subtly, or not so subtly, refuted or ignored by a lot of alt-rock or modern rock artists, especially females. So I'll play a track for you by a singer that I saw at a venue in Evanston for $5 about 3 years ago, and she was touring solo and did this song just playing the guitar, and her latest release of the album has it backed with a full band, and the album was After, and I actually liked it better with this kind of angsty honesty. But you'll hear the shift that hopefully I do in thinking about how we perceive and approach love nowadays. So this next track is an artist by which I will not name, but the track is called Milk Duds.
I'm in the old song that you once knew. You can't remember me for the life of you, and now they're singing you verses that are new and you are longing for just to hear that chorus.
a body above. Yes, we get naked, but not naked enough. Everybody has a body above. Yes, we get naked, but not naked enough.
And that was Everybody from Tao with the Get Down, Stay Down. Before that, you had Hospitality's It's Not Serious off their album Trouble and Lady Lamb's Milk Duds, as I had mentioned previously. And Lady Lamb actually played with Tao that concert, and it was amazing. But you got some female artists, and you can see that they're trying to kind of appear gender neutral or hip by using this infantilizing language. It's really interesting to hear her refer to milk duds and transfer her feelings towards this idea of melting milk duds and cushions, you know, this kind of embracement of something squirmish to try to explain what she can't say. So kind of putting it into the object and letting it remain unsaid. And then the repetition of it's not serious, it's not serious, it's not serious. Yeah, nothing's serious anymore. Everything's loosey-goosey, undefined, so that's chill. And I've been struggling with this, especially because if you guys don't know me, or if you don't listen to my show, or if this is your first time tuning in, and you're curious in any way, I do a lot of dancing. And so there's a lot of talk about fit. Fit as a dancer, fit in a space, what becomes appropriation, and what is a style's true form. So I think a lot of artists today struggle, whether it's in music, dance, any other form of art, pottery, painting, you name it, comedy even. What is everything a mashup, or is it unique? And when it's put into this concept of everybody, every person is struggling to redefine themselves in ways that have already been mutated and shaped in the past, and commenting on that culture, I think, is a powerful way to remind ourselves that it's only as serious as you make it, and kind of welcoming that roller coaster of love or complicated nature of it, and the objectification or not that it comes with it, especially being a woman, is interesting to think about lyrically, as described by these lovely modern or current ladies. And I guess now would be a good time to also talk about the donations drive. So WMFO is looking for you, loyal listener, to send in money, support via dollar, via change. And you can go to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org to send us some love and keep the station running. We're hoping to host a couple really cool bands on campus, and we have the dollars for publicity, but in terms of equipment, if something breaks, we had Dan Meyer on the show last week, our operations director, and he can't be this one-man show fixing all the cords with kind of janky tape. It would be nice to have that extra support for the freeform radio station that you know and love. We've been going since 1970, and we aim to keep it that way. So come and join us. And again, you can go to donate.wmfo.org, and you really can't lose. We're giving out swag from t-shirts to keychains for your support, stickers, and would love to see some love coming into the station. Right now, we're currently at, I want to say, around $500. Let me check and confirm that for you all. Yeah, $485. And our goal right now is set at $5,000. And if you donate, yeah. So this is nice. We have new t-shirts to give away as well, too, with our kind of new rebranding of the station and the new website, which, again, is all a measurement of the effort and support that the exec board is giving to the station week after week. And as assistant general manager, that's my plug for donate to WMFO, and also it's so special that I can say what I want on the air without any advertisements or incentive to produce something for a profit. And that's what's beautiful about a lot of art that gets looked over when people say, oh, you're just messing around, you don't know what you're doing, you could easily make money on that. But I think the goal is here is to maintain the integrity of the station, and being Tufts Educational and Freeform Radio is so important to us. So donate if you can, and if you can't, just tune in, because that type of support is equally welcome. So this next track will take us back again to when things were lighter, brighter, and the duality is less apparent in the lyrics, if not the undertones of what might actually be going on. So check out this next track and stay with me. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ J.D. Acker.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part. Stopped, I'll be there to feed it. I'm loving him a little bit for each day. Turns me right on when I hear him say,
hey baby, let's get away, let's go somewhere. you more every day. Oh, yes, I am. I'm loving you more. Showing love now. In every way now. Oh, you got me so I can't eat.
So, talking about that day coming, it's today, and I've been feeling recently, especially this week, really reinvigorated by gender dynamics and feminism and what that means today for two reasons. So, first of all, I started this week a senior group for female or female-identifying people on campus to meet at the Women's Center on Monday nights at 9 on Tufts campus to discuss being in male-dominated fields, the wage gap, all these practical things to deal with in terms of just, you know, at face value inequalities that are unjustified and hopefully we can work through some things and think about how our voices can be better heard in a space where everybody identifies the same way and can talk about the same issues from a similar perspective. I'm hoping it'll be fruitful, and if you're interested, definitely check out the Tufts Women's Network. We are advertising through the Women's Center newsletter, and soon enough we'll kind of loop you into a Facebook group if interested. So feel free to reach out to the Women's Center if interested for more details, or you can reach out to me directly, Jane Acker, DJ JD Acker, however you see fit. And the second reason gender dynamics have been in play is we watched Toy Story for my postmodernism class that I'm taking, and we're analyzing the concept of that opening scene where he's playing with the dolls for the first time. And my professor, Lee Edelman, takes a break, pauses the clip to explain to us this Freudian idea of establishing power, subordination, and hierarchy, and having children accept such things through playing with toys. And I immediately had this sort of crisis because I thought back to when I was little, Lauren and Lindsay, my twin sisters, would always give me crap for spending hours setting up the specifics of the scene, setting up the little details, the small little plastic plates and silverware. And you would have the Seen It doll with the bigger head be the beautiful one that people were jealous of, and the Ken doll, which we would call Tom Cruise because he had no legs. So that was the only short guy that we knew. So it was always Tom Cruise and these women in this dynamic, and I would set up the characters and the plot and the scene. And then when it came to actually playing, to acting out the scene, I would pretty much say, see you later, and let Lauren and Lindsay play out the rest for me. And I had this little crisis. I thought to myself, holy crap, I was the master, and Lauren and Lindsay were my, in a Freudian sense, slaves. I got them to play within my universe that I created, and I never was playing myself. I was never playing out the idea of being subordinate. And that could be feminist in a sense, but it also could mean that I had just transferred that feeling, instead of into an object, onto my siblings. And so I guess in both veins, it's interesting to think about, you know, you have this New York Fed report coming out, this McKinsey report coming out about the wage gap, about how regardless of what women choose, well, how can I phrase this better? Women are more likely to choose an economics or business field because they think that their marriage prospects and salary will be higher, when neither ends up being true. Especially today, in these past 10 years, you look at the statistics and returns, the gap is even greater for people in business or management, consulting, STEM fields. So it's alarming to kind of think about those inequalities and how I've structured it into my, or I had structured it into my play environment as a child. And that sort of gendered toy idea of how you can move through an object to better understand your place in the hierarchy has been interesting, because I was just rejected for the first time like 2 weeks ago, you know, texting back and forth, trying to set a plan and asking if someone wants to hang out and not having them respond. And I was so anxious about it. Everybody in my apartment was so frustrated with me. They said, Jane, have you never been rejected before? And I thought to myself, no, I haven't. And it was this weird sort of petty moment where I thought, holy crap, I haven't accepted a place in a feminist world yet if I am not comfortable putting myself out there and with the idea, even the concept in my mind, that I could be rejected by a male. And so with that in mind, I'm going to move back to some more modern love songs as we finish up these last 16 minutes or so. But maybe think about it in your own life if you have some time today, male or female. It's interesting to think about how fear of rejection, power dynamics, how they play out in your own life and how you see them shifting, changing, or maybe not at all, especially through the themes that we see in the music that I'm playing today. So listen on. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker and Lauren and Lindsay. If you're out there listening, I have a few songs in there for you too, but I thought first I'd start by representing the male voice a little bit this morning as well. So this is one of my favorite soul artists, and then we'll move into some stuff that I know Lindsay will love. So keep on listening. Happy Thursday, and I'll be back here next Thursday at 10 a.m. as well. So just put me on your calendar if so inclined. was Through the Smoke by Amy Winehouse off Frank. And we're doing a little album competition in the station where we're doing a bracket system of our top three, and secret, one of them of mine is Frank. So hopefully it wins. We'll see. I have two others in the pool as well, so I won't give those up in case any exec board members are listening. But now it's time for a public service announcement. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? That's a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah, I don't know what devices I even own that use batteries, but for those of you that have them, do that. Otherwise, unplug your devices when you're not using them. You know that power is used even when it's plugged into the wall and the charger isn't being used. So make sure you unplug your devices from the walls, from the sockets, if at all possible. And I just realized the other day, I was feeling guilty about my water use, and we realized that Sophia Gordon, the senior apartment on Tufts campus, is by far the greenest building on campus, which is so funny. It's interesting to think about, you know, how we're green and how we're not, and what matters and what doesn't. But batteries and energy, that's a real thing. You can definitely help. So now I'm going to move back into some more modern stuff, and hopefully we get these next three songs in. Thank you all for listening. This is WMFO in Medford. I'll be here next week. As I said, this is Don't Make Me Dance. And thanks for going on this little weird love journey with me. This next track, I remember framing my last fall before I went abroad to Madrid, and it's just this angry, wonderful song, and we'll go from there.
I'm tired, my very please don't think too much, 'cause I can't let you in, 'cause these walls have been built. No, I can't let you in, 'cause these walls have been built. But you said I'm out on a ledge, come stand with me, I need the company. My face has turned red, but it's not from something you just said. Oh, I'm blushing on the inside. It's those damn green eyes. And panel by panel and piece by piece, this all fits together, but it's not what you think. Oh, there I go again. Oh, there I go again. But you said I'm out on a ledge, come stand with me, I need the company. You over, and I'm trying to get you in.